Good morning, church. How are you doing today? Fine. So today we're talking about stepping out of the boat. And the text is Matthew chapter 14 from verse 22. I will read. The heading is Jesus walks on the water. So it says, immediately Jesus made the disciples get into the boat and go ahead of him to the other side while he dismissed the crowd. After he had dismissed them, he went up on a mountainside by himself to pray. Later that night, he was there alone, and the boat was already a considerable distance from the land, buffeted by the waves because the wind was against it. Shortly before dawn, Jesus went out to them, walking on the lake. When the disciples saw him walking on the lake, they were terrified. "It's a ghost," they said, and cried out in fear. But Jesus immediately said to them, "Take courage, it is I, don't be afraid." "Lord, if it's you," Peter replied, "tell me to come to you on the water." "Come," he said. Then Peter got down out of the boat, walked on the water, and came towards Jesus. But when he saw the wind, he was afraid, and beginning to sink, he cried out, "Lord, save me." Immediately, Jesus reached out his hand and caught him. "You of little faith," he said, "why did you doubt?" And when they climbed into the boat, the wind died down. Then those who were in the boat worshipped him, saying, "Truly, you are the Son of God." So we find an interesting situation here where the disciples and Jesus had just been feeding 5,000 people. The disciples were serving in sharing the word of God there. And so it's been a very, very busy day. And because of the way the crowd was responding to all that had happened, they started trying to tell Jesus that he should be the king, you know, their earthly king. But Jesus would not have that. And so he dismisses the crowd. And he also dismisses the disciples because he wanted to spend time in prayer. Now, while the disciples were away, they encountered something unexpected. So this was a full day of work, and they're now trying to just get Jesus, get home. It's like an Uber service. So get Jesus, get home, and all's well. But they encounter a storm. So it's the middle of the night, and some scholars say that they might have been doing this for about 9 hours. So struggling with the wind and the water for about 9 hours. They're tired, and they're just exhausted. And the boat was not going anywhere that they wanted it to go. And the disciples, at least four or five of them, were fishermen. They know the waters. They know what is good and what is bad, and this was bad. They were afraid for their lives. They were terrified. And then on top of that, they see a ghost walking towards them. So this just sends everything into super panic mode. And sometimes in life we go through seasons like that, whereby we've done all we could. We've tried to do what we know, and everything around us feels like a storm. And at that moment, you're only thinking, "I just want to live through this. I just want to get through this," and you're in the boat. Interestingly, Peter, being impulsive, asks Jesus, "If it's really you, command me to walk on the water." So this is a bit of a different request than what we see Jesus being challenged by most people in the Bible. The Pharisees, they try to make him prove himself, but Peter asks, "If it's really you, command me. I'll lean on your word. I'll trust on your word." And I don't know how Peter got that bravery, because I do not like water. I was in a trip in Coniston for a student's visit, and we were kayaking. That was the first time. And of all the students there, about 20 students, my little kayak capsized twice on the same trip. It's just scary. But Peter, Peter says, you know what? I see the storm, I see everything, but if you tell me, Jesus, I will come. Dr. Charles Stanley says, faith is believing that God is who he says he is and that he will do all that he has promised to do. There's another quote by Adrian Rogers. He says, faith is acting on what God has said, regardless of how I feel, what I see, or what the consequences may be. Now, I want to share a couple of short points for us. And the first of these points is stepping away from the crowd. Sometimes faith begins with the courage to ask Jesus, to stand out and ask Jesus, to take the initiative to ask Jesus. I don't know what you're seeking the Lord for in your lives, but maybe you can just take that step to ask the Lord. Don't filter your prayers. The safest place that you can go with your prayers is God. And Peter stood out from the crowd and said, if it is you, command me. In a sense, we see something interesting here. Peter, a fisherman, is sort of saying it is actually better to be in that storm with Jesus than to be in the safety of my boat without Jesus. Imagine what your life could be, what part of your story could be awakened if you took the initiative to ask Jesus for something bold. Whatever you're praying with, praying for, whatever you're struggling with, to step away from the crowd and seek the Lord. Although it feels like you're alone, Peter stood out from the 12 disciples by himself. But we have to know that in the Bible, there's a lot of people that God has called to step away from what they know. There's Moses. He didn't feel ready. David was just a young boy when he was anointed. Gideon was not ready. Amos, again, as a prophet, he was not ready. But the consistent theme that we see is actually God is the one we lean on. God's word is what we stand on. So it doesn't matter if I don't feel ready, but if I'm standing on God's word, then it's going to be fine. I can trust God's word. The second point is stepping out of the boat. Faith grows stronger and deeper when it's tested. James chapter 1 from verse 2 and 3 tells us this. There's a quote by Rick Warren which says, faith is like a muscle. When it is stretched and strained, it grows. You have to exercise your faith. You have to take that step. You can feel it in your heart. You can believe it in your heart. But you have to act on it. It takes a lot of courage and some bravery, but it's the only way that our faith can grow. Tim Keller says that you don't know how much faith you have until it's tested. Faith that is tested is a faith that is strengthened. I don't know what Peter thought when he was taking that first step out of the boat. It must have been terrifying. He might have been holding onto the boat a little bit strongly, you know, but then when he steps on the boat, I don't know what he felt. Was the water moving? But when he stepped off the boat, he could walk on the water with Jesus. Imagine if God helps you to walk over certain storms that you're going through in your life. If you step out of what you know, what the comfort, the place of comfort that you're in. The third point is looking to the Lord. Now, Peter has been walking for a bit. He's drawing closer to Jesus. But he started to sink. And that does happen to us sometimes. The Bible records that he got distracted. He started with saying, Jesus, command me. And it's all about Jesus. The storm is still happening out there. But somehow, when he started walking, he remembered the storm. He remembered that, oh, wait a minute. This is hard. This is a storm. And he forgot that actually, no, I'm not walking here because of my own ability. It's by Jesus' ability. It's by God's ability. So he got distracted. And when we get distracted, we forget who we're standing on. Because of the distraction, he became afraid. He became fearful. And then doubt crept in. And that does happen to us sometimes. He took his eyes off Jesus and focused on the storm around him. You start focusing on what's standing against you rather than who's holding you up. But we see God's kindness even in this moment of doubt that Peter was experiencing. Because as he started sinking, he suddenly turned back to Jesus and said, "Lord, save me." He remembered again, "Oh, wait a minute. Jesus is right here. He's not far. He's right here." So even when we experience this kind of situations, when our faith is a bit shaken, when we become distracted, afraid, or doubtful, Jesus is still near. He reaches out and he takes a hold of us. And I kind of imagine a situation whereby he's holding up Peter as he's walking back to the boat. And you might feel that maybe you've let yourself down, you've let other people down, you've let God down. But you can cry out to Jesus. And immediately, our gracious, loving God will reach out and catch you. Now, we all go through storms. We're all going through some sort of challenge and difficulty. And I want to try to point at something that shows a bit of a deeper meaning in terms of why Jesus actually walked on water. So in Matthew chapter 8, Jesus had already calmed the sea. And so when the disciples were going and by themselves, they might have thought, "Oh, if only Jesus was right here in the boat with us." And sometimes it feels that way. We think that Jesus is not near. But actually, the Bible does record that actually Jesus saw them struggling and he started walking towards them. In Matthew chapter 8, when he calmed the sea, their response was, "What kind of a man is this?" Because in their minds, Jesus was just a man sent by God. He was just somebody who does some very cool tricks, maybe. But they had not yet acknowledged that actually this is the God. This is the great I Am. In Matthew chapter 14, we see them recognize or see Jesus as the one who was walking on water. If we read Job chapter 9 and verse 8, Job actually says something very profound. He says, "Only God can walk on water. Only God can walk on water." And when Jesus actually walks on the water, when they're surprised and they're afraid, they ask him, they think he's a ghost, and he actually says, "I am." The word that he used is ego eimi, which is "I am." God declaring himself, "I am that I am." He is the God over the storms, over chaos in our lives. Because in those days, the sea was a symbol of chaos and storms in people's lives. The thing that stood against creation. So in that moment, Jesus walking on water, for them being the Jews that they were, they remembered, wait a minute, only God can walk on water. And I want to remind you today that actually the God that we serve is the great I Am. The God that we put our trust in is the great I Am. He is the focus of this story. He is the authority in our lives. And sometimes I know that you might not see it, you might not feel it, you might not feel very brave. But Jesus is saying, "Trust me, trust my word." If Jesus says, "Come," whatever Jesus is calling us in our lives, to take that bold step, to step out of the comfort that we know, we can trust him. And actually, you realize that these storms, they reveal who Jesus is more and more. They reveal how great and mighty he is. When they climbed back into the boat, the wind stopped. It calmed down. Jesus could have calmed down the storm, but he wanted to tell them, actually, you can walk on the water with me. Peter walked on the water with Jesus. And I want to say, you can walk over the storms in your life with Jesus and because of Jesus. He saw the disciples struggling far off, and he walked towards them. So you can walk in confidence, knowing that actually Jesus sees you. He knows you. He knows your limitations. But actually, it doesn't matter what your limitations are, because he has no limitations. He will enable you to walk over all kinds of waters, all kinds of storms in your life. We can trust him because he says, "Come." We can trust him because he says, "Go." We can step out of the comfort of what we know because of the word that Jesus speaks into our lives. I would like to pray, and I'll ask you to stand. Let us pray. Our dear God and Heavenly Father, I don't know what every individual person here is going through, but I pray, oh God, that they can see you once again as the Son of God, the great I Am, the one who calms the sea, the one who walks on the water. And whatever we see as storms in our lives, that we can trust you with it, oh God, that we can pray bold prayers, that we can come to you and know that if you say come, that we can take that step of faith. Help us to trust in you, O God, to trust on your word. Sometimes yesterday's miracles are not enough, but your word, O God, is enough. Your power is unmatched, O God. I pray that you strengthen us, O God, that you encourage us to see you for who you truly are. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen.